Blog Talk Radio.
This is Francesca Durham of francescadurham.com, and today we have the opportunity to speak with the authors of Dare to Rise, Maria Teresa Di Donato and Dennis Grosche-Borg, in a four-part series of interviews, each being 30 minutes. Perhaps today we can allow ourselves a closer glimpse into the world of consciousness and the true meaning of love, discussing the relationship between both as we journey through the passage of time and life as we know it. Before we begin our discussion today, I would like to read a short bio on our featured guests. Let's start with Maria Teresa Di Donato. An educator and a great motivator, Maria Teresa Di Donato, PhD, has been coaching and inspiring people of all ages, ethnicities, and walks of life, along with businesses and organizations, both profits and not-for-profit, for more than 30 years, both in Europe and in America. She holds a doctoral, a master, and a bachelor degree in holistic health, certifications in neuropathy, homeopathy, nutrition, and herbalism. And as a life strategist, she is a certified communication and conflict analysis and a negotiation and conflict management. Dennis Grosche-Borg, founder and director of GB Life Coaching. For more than 20 years, he's been helping hundreds of people in various industries around the world. Dennis is an executive and life coach, as well as a facilitator specialized in personal development in the work environment. He has elaborated a systemic approach to organizations where the ecosystem is the natural environment that enables people to blossom and progress by developing consciousness about the necessity of cooperation, communication, and care. This personal journey, their personal journey, has been extraordinary and quite a unique experience writing this book together, yet from a distance. And as a matter of fact, I should mention here that our interview today comes to you from America, Europe, and Canada. Wow, that's quite a lengthy introduction. Hello, Maria Teresa and Dennis. Thank you for joining me today.
Hello, Francesca. Hello, Dennis. Francesca, thank you so much for inviting us. It's a real pleasure today for us to be here on your radio.
Yeah, hi Francesca, hi Teresa. A big thank you for having us. It's really a pleasure and an honor.
Well, let's begin. First, I want to congratulate and thank you both for writing your wonderful book, Dare to Rise. And perhaps we should make mention here of the unique manner in which your book came to be. So explain your writing experience from across the waters in brief, if you can.
Everything, Francesca, started in a very spontaneous way with Dennis contacting me through a social media. And I accepted his connection request, and then we started to inviting us on other platforms. And then one day I read one comment that he posted under one of my posts, and I thought it might be interesting in writing something with him. And so I asked him if he wanted to write something with me. He accepted, and we started to brainstorm and to brainstorm about topics and about possible title of the book. And the book went several times back and forth through the ocean virtually, so to speak.
Okay, wonderful. Dennis, is there anything you want to add to that?
Well, it has been just a very unexpected opportunity. You know, I never imagined that I would meet someone through social media, and that would decide to write a book and really do it. And 4 years later, here we are. The book has been published, and we did it. without meeting each other ever. So even better, even more extraordinary.
It's definitely extraordinary. And, you know, technology really does have a way of bringing us all closer together. Thank you for sharing that. Your book has definitely been inspirational and motivational, and it certainly opened my eyes to a fresh perspective about living consciously. And that's a word we're hearing a lot more of lately, waking up and making a difference to the world that we share with millions of people around the globe. So tell our listeners what your intention was for the reader.
Well, the intention, because it's a subject Teresa and I are very passionate about. We see so much stuff on all media, on radio, on TV, on newspapers about what's going on. And so many people just talk negatively about the world because they're just listening to what's around. And our aim was definitely to help people realize that it all starts with each of us, meaning that what's happening in Iraq or Syria or even in Paris at the moment, well, what are we doing in our own life? How are we interacting with our environment, with people in the street, with people in public transport, with the neighbors? We have a personal responsibility to make a difference. And if each of us could take this responsibility to heart, it would make a global difference worldwide. Each person doing his, her little bit, one step at a time.
Thank you. Teresa, is there anything you would like to add to that?
Well, I think that Dennis has been pretty clear in what to expect about changes that we can do in our everyday life. There are so many things that we can do, very little things that really make a change. For instance, when our partner or husband or wife comes back home, are we going to greet him or her by saying, "Oh, here you are again"? Or are we going to ask, "How was your day, honey?" and give him a kiss or her a kiss? How was your day, et cetera, et cetera. So we work all day long. For instance, that parents who work all day long and maybe their children need to be at school in child care, and these children are in child care for many, many hours. What are the parents then are going to do in the evening? Are they taking the time, 10 minutes maybe, to read a book to them and hug them? Very little things that really make a change, make a big difference.
So the intention is really about doing our part, no matter how big or how small. Well, regarding your book, who decided to name Dare to Rise? Who came up with that name?
We decided it together, Francesca, because since start we agreed that we wanted both of us to be very happy with the book, but also with the title and subtitle. And of course, the title went through several changes over the 3.5 years that we needed to write it. We started with a more complex and kind of more descriptive one, and We were aware since start that the title, even though a temporary one, might be helping us to stay focused and not go astray from our topic. And Dare to Rise really came up few days before publishing, and we felt that it was just the right title for our book.
Wonderful. Dennis, unless there's something you'd like to add, I'll just continue.
I'm really in love with this title. And when we finally chose this title, the picture came to my mind, this picture on the cover of the book. which I took in Switzerland a few years back, sunrise over the Alps. And I really love how the title fits with the picture and vice versa.
Wonderful. Well, listen, we got to get into some of the nitty-gritty of this book. So I'd like to open our discussion making reference to page 24 of the book, the first paragraph, where you state that, and I'll read the quote, "The world is not what we think it is, but because we are scared to question our vision and certitude, we stay in a limiting idea of ourselves and of the world around us." End of quote. And then you go on to speak about the answers we seek to come from within ourselves, making reference to quantum physics and the observer. So can you please elaborate on the meaning and the message you are trying to convey?
Yeah, that's a big topic. I'm going to try to pick something to tell you about this, but okay. We can start with the idea that science has been evolving tremendously in the last decades, and especially the arrival of quantum physics, which actually started beginning of the 20th century. What we know today is that universe is 99.999% empty. So are we. We're made of cells, and those cells are made of particles. And those particles are 99.999% empty. We're in a huge, what we could call vacuum, in terms of perception. But it's full of stuff. It's full of consciousness. It's full of love. It's full of incredible things we can't access, because our only access to reality through our five senses, and those senses are very limited. Out of the whole spectrum, for example, of hearing, we just have a few frequencies we can hear. All the rest is inaccessible to us. Same for vision. We don't see ultraviolet, we don't see electromagnetic energy, plenty of things we don't see. We just have a little chunk of access to a reality. But the world is definitely not what it appears to be. There's so much more in it than what we can access. And that's something which could help us to question our perception. And you know, this idea of I only believe what I see. And I like to reverse it and say, in fact, we only see what we believe, meaning that there's plenty of other ways to look at things around us. And our beliefs, whether limiting or not, are conditioning the way we look and see the world. Would you like me to go further, or?
No, if there's anything that Teresa would like to add, otherwise we can continue.
I think we can go on. We can move forward.
Okay. Well, in the book, you point out that everything is, and I'll quote, it says, "Everything is pushing you to be in fear. And the more fearful you are, the more you step away from love and from the possibility of making this a better world. You cannot be loving and fearful at the same time." End of quote. So when fear stops us from doing what we want to do, is that the point where love begins? That's my question to you both. So let's expand on that. Teresa, would you like to answer first?
Yes, Matilda.
Okay.
You see, we are all born to love and to be loved. This is a kind of universal aspect common to all human beings and to all living beings, I should rather say. So love is always there, no matter if we are aware of it or not. Mm. However, fear overshadows love, so that it's not really a matter of where one ends and the other starts, but rather of removing the veil, the curtain of fear that by obscuring love prevents love from shining. So fear is also related to lack of faith. And so by saying that, we mean that basically we don't trust the universe. Let's call it God, nature, or however we want. We don't trust nature by not having faith. And we are saying nature or God that basically, yes, we don't trust you. And we are scared that everything is going down, that things might not work, etc., etc. And that's when we'd have to understand that basically love, to the contrary, means that you trust, having trust, you have faith that everything will be fine, that everything will be provided to you when the right time comes. Now, this means also the need that we have the need to find balance, but balance is not a fixed point. It's rather a state that fluctuates within a certain range. And so the most important thing is that whenever we step into a negative thinking and have fear, hence we lack love, we become aware of the dynamics and we step again, we shift to a better paradigm, a better mind frame, so to speak, and start thinking and focusing on positive things.
Dennis, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Just a little thing. I like metaphors. So imagine we're a sort of big jar. If this jar is full of fear, there's no space for anything else. So you have to empty this in order to allow love to replace it and to heal up.
Right.
I liked what Teresa said earlier, saying, you know, whether you're in touch with it or not, love is everywhere, available. It's as if you open your eyes in the morning and it's nice and sunny outside, but you keep your blinds closed. Well, doesn't change the situation. It's very sunny and nice and warm out there. But if you don't open up your blinds, you're not going to let the sun come in.
Great metaphors about love and balance and the universe and what the universe provides. Thank you both. In the book, you ask the reader, and I'll quote again, it says, "Is it possible that we are in fact the real cause of all our problems?" End of quote. And therefore, suffering the consequences of our actions, let's expand on that a little bit. Teresa, would you like to talk about that a little bit, that phrase from your book? Okay.
Sure. Someone, Francesca, might even argue with that statement. So let's clarify one thing. If an F5 tornado hits our home and completely destroys it, of course, we are not responsible for that because the devastation and the loss of the house will be caused by an unforeseeable event we had pretty much no control over. But we might be responsible for how we will react to it. What are we going to do the very next day?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to plan our life from that time on, etc.? So when we speak about being responsible and being the cause of our problems, we are referring really to our everyday life and how we perceive reality and how we respond to it. There are so many people who get trapped in their false way, erroneous way of thinking, and they see always themselves as a victim, as having no control, no power whatsoever about their lives and what happens to them. And we want to change that way of thinking.
Thank
we can change everything. We can change. We need to become aware of the situation or what is not working for us and move forward one step at a time, just in the right direction. And another thing, for instance, that might help us is if we see a pattern. For instance, there are people who switch from one relation to the other or from one job to the other, and they always think that it's because of that person, because of that circumstance, et cetera, et cetera, while Well, the reality of the matter is that we have to become aware that there is a pattern. When the same situation presents itself over and over again, it's a pattern. It means that has nothing to do, whatever it happens to us, has nothing to do with the other people. It has everything to do with us. The situation presents itself over and over again because God, nature, life is telling us there is something wrong within us that we need to change. And until we understand that mechanism and learn the lesson,
right,
we are not going anywhere. The situation will continue to present itself.
Okay, well, listen, guys, we're already down to the last 9 minutes and then of a 30-minute interview here. So let's try to keep this a little more brief in answering, because we're going to have to probably pick and choose what we'd like to talk about next. So the next question would be to, let's see. Okay, let's put it this way. You allow the reader to question traditional belief systems as we know them, in expanding our minds to take a deeper look at our realities, like the world as it is, the individuals being prisoner to systems that make money, paying bills, mortgages, rent, somewhat like being on a treadmill. And as we grow up from childhood, these beliefs are instilled in us. Is this not the way life is? Is it supposed to be? We can expand on this briefly, but keeping in mind, I'd like to hear from both Teresa and Dennis, maybe 2 minutes each, and then we have to wrap this up because I'd like people to know where they can reach you, purchase your book, before we continue this interview series next weekend, okay? So who would like, because Teresa, I think you maybe touched on this just briefly, so in the last question, but
yeah.
What would you like to say?
Yes, questioning our own belief is the very first step that we need to take in order to change something or to change anything.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us have been raised in the belief that that's just the way life it is, and that we have to work very hard to make a living, for example. And very few people actually have been raised with the conviction and freedom that they can become whatever they want, and they have to, and that the sky is the limit. So no matter what kind of belief system we have, we can just sit down and ask, okay, mom and dad taught me for so many years this, or the educational system told me this and that, but is this real what I want to go through? Is this real the only way to proceed, etc.? Just question that, and you will find the answer.
And to make it short on my side, to go after Teresa, I would say my deep belief is that we're all superheroes, and we're living our lives. Imagine Superman, and we're Superman, but we don't realize we're Superman. So we never fly. We never use our power. And that's exactly what happens to humankind. We have been conditioned to think that we're powerless, that we can't do anything, that we just have to find a way to survive in this world, where in fact we're superheroes.
Beautiful. I just want to say that, so the listeners understand, your book is broken down into 4 parts. And next week when we pick it up, we will pick it up from the point of part one, where you talk about mankind from its hypnotic state to the new emerging world. What I'd like to do here today is close with a quote from Dennis, who in 2013 wrote, "If you slow down enough, you start to discover an entire new world in between seconds." Let's pick it up there. Next time the three of us get together for this conversation, because it's truly all we have time for today. And we will be back live on air next Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to continue the conversation focused on the next part of this 4-part interview series with Teresa and Dennis, sharing from their book, Dare to Rise. I'd like to say a special thank you to you both, Teresa and Dennis. And if our listeners wanted to find out more about your wonderful services, where should they look? Teresa, would you like to tell people where they can find you and if there's a message you want to leave them with today?
Sure. Thank you for this opportunity, Francesca. They can just Google my name, Maria Teresa De space Donato. My last name is written D-E, then there is a space D-O-N-A-T-O. Or they can visit my website, www.deadholistic.com. Deadholistic is spelled D-E-D-O-H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C.
Wonderful. And are you reachable on Facebook as well?
They can connect with me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Viadeo. If they Google my name on Google, they will find plenty of, on LinkedIn, plenty of platforms I am present on.
Perfect.
So everybody's
Thank
welcome
you.
To get in touch with me.
Thank you. And Dennis, is there a place we can all find you as well?
Yes, yes. I'm trying to be as present as I can on social media. And same as Teresa, you can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. My name is Denis Gorse-Bourges. My website is GB Life Coaching, GB like Great Britain. .com, and there you can have the exact spelling of my name and find me anywhere else. I've got many articles available on social media about those kind of topics. And our book, Dare to Rise, Reshaping Humanity by Reshaping Yourself, is available everywhere on Amazon, on paperback version and Kindle version. So easy to find us on Amazon.
Perfect. And I will leave our listeners once again with the quote, if you slow down enough, you start to discover an entire new world in between seconds. Thank you for that, Dennis. This has been Francesca Durham of francescadurham.com, and this concludes today's featured interview. Until next time, live and on the air next Sunday, June 12th, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I look forward to hearing from you all then. Take care. Okay, you're free to go.